So welcome to another episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. I'm your co-host, Anthony Beckham, on my other co-host.
Jerry Brown, what's good, man?
What's good, what's good? And as always, bringing up the wheel, your man yes, Marcus.
By the way, y'all, before we start, surprise.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
Y'all will see the celebration right about there we go.
Ah,
we get this,
celebration. We got a logo. Hold on, one more time.
Hey, hey.
Hey, we lit, bro. We lit. It's gonna be a great episode.
Matter of fact, so the people can really see the logo, Jerry. Can you put it up on the screen for the people?
I think I should be able to. Do we have it?
We got it in the corner up here, but we got to show it. We got to show it for the people. And Jacob Rudner, if you're watching this, you can come back on the show because we have Marcus represented on the logo. The man is crying at the, right now, as of right now.
We did it. A pain, a blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh my God!
We did it, man. Shout out to all 10 of my supporters, my Marcusaholics, my maniacs out there.
Hey, bro.
We bullied the evil empire into doing the right thing.
This is bullying.
I'm going to bring it up on here for y'all. I'm trying to send it to my email so I can pull it up fully.
Matter of fact, I'm going to tweet my man Jacob right now.
Hey, let him know.
We had to do this before we get this show started tonight. And by the way, updating Florida softball first. They walked off tonight against Auburn. They won 3-2 in 8 innings. So they got the first win of the series. They'll go for win tomorrow. So nice to see them kind of get back on track, get a win. Great to see that for them. Currently, I have the baseball game on between number 3 Florida and number 11 Tennessee. They're in Knoxville. Right now, it is 2-1 Florida in the top of the fifth inning, and it may be 5-1. It is 5-1 because Josh hit a 3-run bomb in the right field. So – And Josh Rivera, honestly, has been the best hitter all year long. He just showed why right there. It's his 12th home run of the year. And, yeah, there we go. There is the logo.
There it is. Inside the Swamp, or the Swamp Side Florida Athletics with Anthony Beck, Jerry Brown, and last but not least at all, Marcus Davis. And if y'all peep the detail, we got in the background, we got Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in the background. And we got a new logo with the gator head there, so I'm stoked about the new update, man. It's nice, very nice.
Yeah, and the logo that y'all see, I definitely have to give this guy a shout out for doing this logo for us because this logo right here is elite.
It's cool, bro.
My guy, Cademan Stork on Instagram, CMS Designs. Follow him on Instagram. Right now, if you want to get it, if you need it,
Marcus, tag that man, bro.
Go follow him, CMS Designs _ on Instagram. Go on there, just look at all the. As a matter of fact, I'll show you a recent one he did for one we're going to talk about later on this show, and we're actually going to start with it later. Start with it when we go into it. Riley Kugel.
I didn't realize that. He did that one?
Yeah, he did. He did this one.
Oh, that's hard.
That is hard. That's fire.
And there he is on Instagram right there. CMS Designs _. Y'all go follow him. Hit him up if you want to edit done, any graphics done. Go ahead and hit him up, and he's going to get you right.
Before we get into the topics we're going to be on tonight, spring football, baseball, and I guess basketball, right? Cool. Well, we're kind of getting into that right now. I just want to tell you, moisturize. Moisturize, moisturize, all right? Oh, here we go. Stay moisturized. By the way,
speaking of baseball, y'all, the an alum of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics, BT Ryanfield, just hit another home, just hit a home run. Back-to-back home runs now.
Let's score.
Y'all see it. You come on this show and look what happens.
Good things happen to you, man. Greatness only comes from this podcast. Only greatness and legendary moments spawn from this here show.
That's
right. In the spirit of staying moisturized, get your Vaseline, man.
Get your Vaseline.
Put some of my little before we got on here. My things is nice and moisturized, and if you want to smell good, get you some of that Giorgio Armani right here.
Take care of your we basically telling you how to take care of your chicken.
Well, literally, take care of your chicken.
Take care of your chicken, man. Yeah. Putting y'all on game. I'm ready to get inside of some sports, bro. I'm ready to get inside of sports.
Yeah, let's get into it. And like I said, but before, again, men out there, go to Bath and Body Works, get your products, deodorant, lotion, body wash. Come on. I'm telling you.
There is if a Bath and Body Works store by you still exists.
And if you don't have one, hey, order online. They got plenty of sales online.
Watch out for the sales.
Game is game.
Of course, they got them online as well. So
yes.
I promise you. Y'all gonna thank us later because your women gonna love you. I'm telling you, they gonna love you even more. But we gonna get into this show. Like we said, we got the baseball game going on. It's now 6-1 after the 3-run bomb by Josh Rivera and followed up by the home run by alum of the show.
It was 2-1 about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was two to one. And this is going to be a heated series after what happened the last couple of years. Last time they were in Knoxville, it was very heated. Last year, we all know what happened. Florida got swept at home. And the Tennessee players decided to go to the football facilities and put football helmets on. So, yeah, this is personal. This is very personal. This is a series I personally had circled on the calendar. And I couldn't wait for it. As soon as it popped up this weekend, I could not wait for it. Because you already know, we get this done. I'm trolling the Tennessee baseball account. If we win this series, I'm trolling players if I have to. I don't care how much I get blocked. I'm going to have time. I will have time. This is what happens when you mess with the University of Florida's equipment. Don't think we ain't going to get our get back. We're going to get that.
AB Silky Job, Player of the Year.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, look. Y'all know how I feel about Tennessee.
Anyways, AB, you're being inappropriate, brother. Let's stay on task.
Yeah, let's stay on task. Let's bring it back on side.
Let's bring it back. I know he's on 10. Let's bring it back.
You're way past the line of scrimmage, my boy.
He done jumped off sides about 10 times, bro.
I'm not off sides, but yeah, but we're going to start with basketball because we got some pretty big news with Riley Kugel announcing earlier this week that he will be returning for his sophomore season. That is huge for this basketball team because when Colin Castleton went down, he was by far our best player. And now, next year, adding to his game, whoever we add in the transfer portal at guard, the pair along with him, I'm ready to see that. So what was y'all thoughts when y'all saw him announce his return?
Marcus, you started, bro.
Thank God he came back. Because, like, it's going to be a whole different team than it was last year for the second year in a row. Because Todd Golden's finally going to get his guys in, hopefully. Right out of transfer from Yale. Kugel came back. And then see what else we get in from the recruiting class. See what else we get from the transfer portal. I don't know how good they're going to be. Hopefully they're better than what we did last year because we're just kind of trying to implement a whole new system, a whole new scheme, a whole new coach with remnants of the last regime. So it's a clean slate. Let's try to improve on what we did last year. Kugel with a brand new game with another year of experience. New players around him. Hope it's going to take a little bit to gel because it's a brand new team. But hopefully we can be a 22-23 team if everything goes right.
Yeah, for sure, man. I agree. And then there was some type of stat that it was 8 out of the 20 players in the championship or in the Final Four, something like that. I don't know. They had 20 players or something. were transfers, a transfer portal. And like, wow, that's really the name of the game now. So I think a top Golden can convert and get guys out of the portal that mesh well, and I think that fit his five-out offense more so, shooters, slashers, cutters. I think we'll be better off. But as far as Riley Cooper coming back, we got really a top 30 prospect in the NBA draft this year or next year coming back, a guy that has, I mean, high upside, as high as you can get, dynamic with the basketball. He can bounce, take the ball off the bounce. He can rebound the ball. He's a pretty good passer, pretty darn good shooter, especially from the corners. I mean, what more can you say about a guy like Riley Cooper? That's probably the most talented guy we've had, of course, since Trey Mann, before Trey Mann, probably before Brad Beal or around Brad Beal's time. So,
respect Kevon Allen.
Hey, Kevon was dope. He was dope, but he just was a little bit sporadic at times. But hey, you know, he's a Gator legend in his own right.
Hey man, when you drop 35 in the NCAA tournament, against Wisconsin, that involved the Chris Chioza heave from three.
Look, it wasn't his fault. I think it was more so Mike White, but I could go on and on about Mike White.
The boy was cold. He was talented as hell, just a little bit.
Did you just bring up that devilish name that now coaches with the ops?
I mean, it is what it is.
Mike tried his best, man. Mike got some good players on campus, man.
Oh no, his brother got me a good coach at FAU. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Facts.
Me personally, I wasn't surprised because, you know, talking with some people, I was kind of hearing that he was leaning towards coming back. But, you know, you start rising up draft boards like he was, and people saying, hey, if he goes through the workouts, he could start rising even more than draft boards, because a lot of scouts, you know, there were a couple of the people that I talked to, they were saying, you know, scouts were being asked, and these were scouts that weren't really watching a whole lot of college basketball, but they were being asked, you know, what's one player that's underrated that's not being talked about that maybe we should talk more about? Riley Cooper's name kept coming up. His name kept coming up because of what he did when Colin Castleton went down. So having a guy that could have been maybe late first, early second round pick come back to the I will not take
A.B. Wojnarowski.
A.B. Woj.
No, I'm not him.
A.B. Shams?
You will not catch me breaking news at midnight unless somebody on the West Coast commits or something. But
oh, my God.
We already went through that. So
I'll never forget that night, boy. Oh, my God. I was
sleeping that happened.
We were like, what is going to happen? I mean, it was awful.
I checked my phone and I looked at the graph. I'm like, wait. Is this real? Then I see it was Hayes.
Because there was a fake Jaden Rashada account out there. So I had to look to see if it was real also.
Yeah, definitely.
Our terms change.
Yeah. But
neither did Miami, so I'm happy.
Yep, facts.
But getting a guy like that to come back to the university, and then you think about, you know, the guys we're going after in the transfer portal. If you land some of these guys, we already landed E.J. Jarvis. That's the guy that Marcus was referring to, the transfer from Yale.
Big time athlete.
He's a solid depth piece. I think he's going to be a guy that can come off the bench.
And that boy's smart.
He went to Yale. You know he's smart.
Everybody going to study hall. Everybody going to be in study hall.
That's what's up. He's going to have the team right. He's going to have the APR looking good.
I know the team GPA going to go up, but
facts.
Yeah. Getting the guys that were going after in the transfer portal, you add some of the guys, like, I'm going to name some, Walter Clayton Jr. from Iona, who's visiting St. John's this weekend. So got to watch for that. But he's already said he's down to Florida and St. John's. He's a native of Lake Wales, same hometown as Gervon Dexter, I should say. And they're actually friends. So we'll see what happens there. If we were to land him, we're going after North Texas transfer Tyler Perry. Yes, that is his name, Tyler Perry.
Respect Conference USA, baby.
T-Y-L-O-R.
No. He's going to be exploiting black guards in the in the NCAA.
Where does Shamar Moore?
Oh my God.
He's gonna
villainizing
be
light, villainizing dark skinned point guard.
We're going after him. So it's some guys that Florida's going after, some really good players in the portal right now that they're going after there. I forgot the guy's name from Marshall that's visiting this weekend. He's visiting. And I'll find out his name. He'll come back to me later. But he's visiting. You add a guy like him, you're talking about a team that could be pretty good next year. I mean, it's going to be a whole different roster. Jason Jatobo, Niles Lane, they've entered the portal. Who else entered the portal? I'm trying to think.
I'm not moved by any.
You see my face?
I'm not moved.
It's remained unchanged.
Put it this way. The guys that entered the portal, it's not a surprise. So we'll see what happens with this roster. But I love the fact that Riley Kugel is coming back because that is a guy you need on this roster.
Yeah. This roster is going to be like, you know, putting a bunch of ingredients together in a pot and stirring up, hoping for the best. Because we don't know how good this team's going to be. We know it's going to be different ingredients. We don't know how good the meal's going to end up coming out. So we're just going to wait and see.
And I will be a happy camper tonight, personally, because Miami Heat just dominated the Philadelphia 76ers.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Well, y'all clinched a
second seat solidified.
Anyway, y'all ready for DeAndre Jordan to start the game tonight?
For who?
For the Nuggets.
Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, the Nuggets already clinched number one seed in the West, so, I mean, just resting guys up.
Well, yeah, that's true. The rest everybody, get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, the one seed's already clinched up. They clinched. Milwaukee already clinched.
Boston second seed last night. They didn't even need this game to be won by us.
Yeah.
But, so moving on from basketball to baseball, I'm going to actually get an update on the game now, see what's going on.
Hey, be your point, man. You got this. It's your sport.
Yep. Bottom of the fifth inning, Brandon Sproles still out there. Right now, the Tennessee has runners on first and second with one out. But let's see if he can get up out of this.
Who's pitching tonight, AB?
Brandon Sproles is pitching tonight.
Right.
So, recapping this Auburn series, the first game they just couldn't string together really any hits. They had opportunities, but they couldn't get anything together. Auburn just pretty much blitzed Florida. Brandon Sproles was not good. He didn't even last three innings. And it was just one of those games where nothing went right. Just nothing went right. You just knew, like, all right, rest this game off, come back tomorrow. But game number two, Hurston Waldrop, he was kind of up and down, but he kind of started to settle in in the middle of the game. Florida got the bats going. They ended up coming back and winning that game. I want to say it was 12 to 5. And then the third game was just a tale of, if this were football, I would say it was a tale of two halves, because the first four innings, Florida jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Then Auburn scored the next eight runs.
Ew.
Took an 8-3 lead. And then I don't know what clicked in the bottom of the fifth inning for Florida, but they just went on a rampage and scored the next 14 runs to win the series and win the game 17-8, which was capped off by a grand slam from Luke Heyman, who is becoming quietly one of the best hitters on this roster.
I would say I don't know what got into them, but that actually sounds very much like a UF baseball way of winning a baseball game this year. Because their hitting is just absolutely nuts. The pitching is hit or miss at times, especially the bullpen. So, I mean, them going on an offensive explosion is just, like, not.
The crazy thing about you bringing up the bullpen, Marcus, the last few weeks, they've actually been really good for the most part.
Than they were at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, they were not good. But the last few weeks, they've actually been pretty good. It's almost like the roles are reversed, where the starting pitching has been up and down, and the bullpen has been pretty good. Now we just need to find a way to put it all together, because what I've learned about this baseball team so far is this. No lead that you have against them is safe.
I would like to say that they remind me, if there was a comparison, they remind me a lot of that Warriors team. It was 2017. You may have them down maybe the first, second quarter, but in the third quarter
happens, they explode on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And matter of fact, let me give y'all a stat. So they are, I want to say 25 and 5 this year. 12 of those wins are comeback wins.
Sounds about right.
That just goes to show you, you know, they have the ability to come back and win games. Now, a couple of those games, like the first game against Auburn, it was just one where you couldn't really do anything. I mean, you just knew they weren't coming back. And then they had another one against Miami where they tried to come back, but it was too late. They got in too big of a hole.
Mm-hmm.
But they tried, but and Brandon Sproke got out of it. It's 6-1. They're going to the top of the sixth inning. So we're gonna keep you updated on that game as we do go on with the show. But just kind of hitting this point in the season, what have you guys seen so far that's really impressed you with this baseball team, other than the hitting? Because that's
I would say personally, man, finding ways to win different types of games, whether it's high scoring or just finding ways to win the low scoring ball game. I think having BT on when he first came on, it was like you had a sense that the camaraderie, resilience, and just them kind of like being close-knit, you knew they would find a way to beat teams when they had to and turn it up when they have to and keep their foot on the gas. And I feel like that's what we've seen this year, man. They've been pretty consistent. I think the bullpen will be able to, you know, step their game up when they have to because of the hitting just being explosive, having that confidence saying, you know, I got me some hitters, so I go out there and be kind of relaxed, you know, like it's not all on them. So I've been super impressed by the offense, bro, of course. But, like, a heck of a team right now. Like, couldn't really ask for more.
You'll like this real quick, Jerry. A Jason Tatum commercial is on my television right now.
Win a championship. I don't freaking care.
It's Gator-like
commercial. You said commercial studio?
That's why he couldn't shoot midseason. He had commercials to do. So, like,
you wouldn't eat his chips? Every time we saw him on the bag of chips, he was like, nah, I ain't buying them things.
I never bought a bag of Jason Tatum chips. Maybe when he wins a championship.
That's crazy.
And look who's checking in, our guy, Jay Money.
Jay Money, what's good, bro? What's good?
Jay Money, we did it. We on the logo.
We finally
did. Jay Money. I'm going to pull it up, fam. I'm going to show you what we on.
We got the new one right here.
Bam. Bam. Bam.
As you see on here, as Jerry explained, we got the background of Ben Hill Griffith Stadium inside the logo. And then, of course, you see the Gator head. And, of course, the title with all of our names on it.
That's right. All
of our names.
It just feels good. Finally be appreciated. All my hard work. My dedication. I didn't have the capacity.
Oh my god! This man looking like Stephon Diggs after they beat after the Vikings beat the Saints.
I'm just so happy right now, man.
Come on, man.
Man, my eyes sweating, bro.
It's an emotional time, bro. It's been 2 years.
It's an emotional moment. This has been 2 years in the making. It took asking person after person.
It took constant bullying. It took my supporters on Twitter. It took
prayer. It took fasting.
It's
Ramadan anyway, so I'm fasting regardless, baby.
There was no bullying done. I was trying and trying and trying. Couldn't. Nobody would respond. I talked to our guy, Caden Stork. Asked them one day, hey, can you do a logo? Can you do an edit for a podcast? Do you do edits for podcasts? That's what we look for. I'm like, look, we just want to get Marcus's face or name, all of our names on there. This took about 20, 30 minutes. He hit me back about 20, 30 minutes later. We went through a couple of different logos, and then we came to this one, and we knew it was the one.
Knew
it was the one.
Definitely blessed to have this, bro. It's been a long time.
It's about damn time. That's right, J Money. It's about damn time.
You see, J Money, you know what would have made this better? Is if you had said this comment and said, in my LeBron from the Miami Heat voice when he won his first title.
You know what, AB? We're not going to take away from this moment. It is my turn. It's
Marcus's time.
Okay. Okay, Marcus Bayless.
There's a parade outside my city. Yeah.
But yeah, we finally got Marcus on the logo. But yeah, what were we talking about? Baseball. Marcus, what's impressed you the most besides hitting about this baseball team?
This is the best compliment I could ever give a team, no matter what sport. These idiots don't think they're out of the game.
Yeah.
They're resilient as hell. The bullpen, when it absolutely has to be productive, which it has been for the last couple of weeks, they've been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Pitching staff, I mean, they're on a little bit of a slump right now, but they've usually been rock solid. The camaraderie, the team chemistry, just everything you want to see out of a good baseball team.
Yep. Because there's been years, bro, where, like, we hop on here and we're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can come on here every week in the last 2 or 3 weeks, say, yeah, baseball team had a good series here. We see the same thing over and over again, consistency. They have an identity. They have an identity. So, I'm relieved, bro. I'm relieved. Yeah.
Me, personally, besides the hitting, of course, really, you kind of hit the nail on the head by talking about how resilient they are. I mean, they don't think they're out of a game. They think they can win every game they play. Now, we all know how baseball works. It's not going to happen, but just they can get down. Like, I saw them against Auburn in game 3. You know, they get down 8-3. And, you know, normally you think, okay, Auburn's got all the momentum, but you look in the bottom of the fifth inning, something just clicked. You know, they took better approaches at the plate. And they started drawing more walks. The Kobe Halter kind of got it started with a two out bases loaded single, got two runs in,
mm-hmm.
made it 8-5. Then two walks happened. Now it's 8-6, and it's like, okay, they're taking a better approach to the plate, and they just started getting back to the way that they were winning games offensively, just taking pitches when they need to. They were more aggressive at the plate. And then, like I said, culminated with Luke Hayman pretty much shutting the door, putting an exclamation point on the game. You start with the eight with the base load in the bottom of the eighth. He cranks a grand slam. And it's just what they've done all year long. And now they're in a fight with Tennessee. It's still 6-1. They're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. But that's what I've looked at most. And also, something that I'm looking at is really the way the bullpen is starting to kind of turn it around. Now, a guy that I want to see get his confidence back is Blake Purnell. Now, he hasn't pitched that great this year, and I feel like his confidence – he's not very confident when he goes out there. I think he needs to be put in better situations. And honestly, you just go out there and just pitch. Just don't think about anything. Just go out there, just pitch. It's just you. Just think about it like this. It's just you and the catcher out there. Once he gets back to doing that, I think he'll get back to being the Blake Purnell we saw last year. So, that's one thing I'm going to be looking at later on this season. But we know why y'all are also here. You're here for spring practice, and what the updates are out there. They actually had another scrimmage today, so.
Oh, pause real fast. I don't want to forget. Salute to the women's gymnastics team.
Oh yeah, definitely going to Fort Worth for the NCAA finals. They won the Pittsburgh regional and super regional this past week, and going to the finals. And hey, let's see if they can bring a national championship home.
Let's freaking go!
We are due.
Yeah.
Well, Oklahoma's there. They've been a juggernaut, not just in softball. They've been a juggernaut in gymnastics as well. Let's bring it's time. And Utah, they're going to be tough as well. Let's bring it home, though. Yeah. This is Trinity Thomas' last year.
Yeah, we got to.
We got to get one. We got to get one.
For sure. But sorry, y'all. We don't, you know, just want to give them a shout out, salute to the ladies. Yeah, it is spring football time.
So yeah, they had another scrimmage today, and a few guys that didn't suit up because I mean, you know, don't want to get anybody hurt. But for the most part, there's some plays being made out there.
Do we have any notes, AB? If you have any notes, would you like to send them to me?
All right, I will look to send those to you. It's going to probably be long, but
it's all we need.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact,
I think you sent them. I think you know what, you sent some
to the chat. Yeah, but I don't know how old they were though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. This is the update. This is today's. You know it's going to be long. It's in the group text. So
I'm biased.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
There we go.
Yeah, that's some of the notes that we got earlier. So we're going to kind of read these off to you. But one thing that stood out to me was this. Take a wild guess at who had the best day today.
Trevor Etienne.
Nope, but he is an offensive player.
You're not going to say
that. Don't say Xavier.
Bingo.
Who?
They said he had a really good day today.
Xavier Henderson?
Yes, he did. Okay. So,
how are DBs?
No, he's going against them ones.
Yeah.
Jason Marshall is Jason Marshall back to being Jason Marshall. That's all I'm gonna say.
Are we sure about that?
With the defensive scheme that they're running, and
is he more pressed?
Well, yeah, you know how Corey Raymond is. He wants his DBs to play more press man.
Yeah.
And be up in these receivers, and that's the kind of scheme we're going to run. Still going to be aggressive, and it's still kind of similar to Patrick Toney's. But one thing for sure is the DBs are going to be playing up on these receivers. You're not going to see guys 10 yards off.
Right.
So you're going to see Jason Marshall get back to being who he was his freshman year, where he was just locking everybody down. And they said Jalen Kimber was starting opposite of him. Devin Morris was still in a non-contact jersey, so he wasn't really out there working his way back. Well, he had surgery to end the season.
Yeah.
So he was working his way back from that, rehabbing from that. So Jalen Kimber was out there. He had a pretty good day as well.
Well, we're going to need it, man. I'm just a little bit suspect, of certain players because of what I saw last year. But forgiveness is a thing, so
I forgive it. Another cheek.
We got a question from Jay Money about spring. So
I feel good. I like what I'm hearing about a lot of the freshmen. I love my Caleb Bakes agenda. Well, AB and myself's Caleb Bakes agenda.
I was gonna say, you just gonna need me out?
Yes. Okay.
After I'd have got you put on the logo, you gonna do me like this? Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, Jay Money. I'm typically my feeling is as good as the quarterback play is every spring.
Respect Martin Mertz. It's a work in progress. We'll put it that way.
I'll say this. We just need him to hit the throws, man. That's all we ask.
I mean, it's kind of his job is to hit throws. I mean, it's
just don't suck out there.
Which is
Mertz. Okay, so since we're at quarterbacks, I just want to pull this up because I just saw it. So seemingly, Graham Mertz started the scrimmage with the first team offense. He and Jack Miller have been splitting reps with the starters on offense. Miller took over the first unit shortly after. Merch through interception in the red zone.
Now read the rest of it though.
Max Brown moved the third team offense
away after the interception. What happened on the interception?
Oh, brother.
Oh, that's all I saw. Don't tell me it was a pick six.
No,
it was a miscommunication and Marshall jumped on it.
It was not a pick six. So what happened on that?
What am I missing? Oh, I read the bottom one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you were at the bottom one, but
I was the bottom one.
But no, that's pretty much what happened. But apparently what happened on that play is he and the receiver weren't really on the same page. So I don't know if, you know, somebody ran the wrong route or, you know, it was just some kind of miscommunication, but like they weren't really on the same page, and that's when the interception happened.
Look, man,
it's spring, so I'm not gonna shoot too hard, but
yeah.
This is, if there's time to do that, it's spring football.
Yeah, I mean, and on top of that, your defense is supposed to be ahead of the offense. If the offense is ahead of the defense in spring, that's
not good. I am always wary of spring football against a team, because you're practicing against the teammates that you won 6 games with the year before. So, I mean, you can't get any worse, but it can get a lot better.
Right. Right.
All I'm saying is if we have an instance where Miller is taking over for Mertz at any point,
I'm scared.
Well, the thing is, what is that?
That's my feeling.
It's playing a thimble out there or something.
Oh my God.
But it doesn't really seem like anybody's separating themselves for the job. So, in my honest opinion, I think they're going to be in the market for a quarterback in the transfer portal.
That is a funny way of saying Graham Mertz is not good.
I'm not saying nobody's not good.
But
what I'm saying is nobody seems to be separating themselves.
Max Brown is separating himself, bro. What you mean? I've seen the videos.
He's behind those two.
My agenda will live on.
Your agenda is not going to live on this year because he is clearly behind those two.
Hey, Jerry, I don't want to live in the world of your agendas when it comes to quarterbacks at Florida.
My agenda.
Your track record for agendas being pushed at quarterback ain't good at all.
Pre-shambolic.
It's all right. I don't care about this program. I'm kidding. I actually do.
Like, who are we going to get in the transfer portal at the spring?
Well, see, there are a lot of quarterback battles going on around the country, so you have to keep your eye on some of them. My eyes are on the Texas quarterback battles, Ole Miss, Alabama.
What about Georgia?
Georgia. I mean, my eyes are on them as well. So it's a lot of battles going on around the country. And
wait, Marcus, what you thinking, man?
Y'all like Carson Beck? Carson Beck, cool to y'all? That's what's going on?
Look, man.
Take care.
If he's better than, you know, Mertz and Miller.
The Mandarin High School legend, of which he's not a Mandarin High School legend. If that's what it comes down to, we are capital S screwed.
Well, you know what? I'm getting a headache thinking about quarterbacks, so we can move on to other positions.
I will say this, though. Mm-hmm. Austin, because it's going to tie into recruiting, so I'll go ahead and say with Austin Simmons committing, 2025 quarterback, you still have to watch about whether he reclassifies to 2023. Because the kid is
2023?
The kid is literally – yes. This kid is literally about to get his associate's degree.
Bro, what?
He already has enough credits to graduate high school. Here's what's
as a sophomore?
Yes. Here's what's crazy. He had them, I think, halfway through his sophomore year. He had enough credits to graduate high school. He has 15 college credits already. 5.34 GPA.
Oh, so he's a brainiac.
He's okay. Very intelligent. Oh, and on top of that, he ain't just really good on the football field. He's throwing 94 from the left side as a pitcher on the baseball diamond.
That was a baby. I'm scared. I don't want to rely on him now.
No, I think he will come in to be another quarterback on the roster. But I'm even if that were to happen, I still think they'd be in the market for a quarterback in the transfer portal. You want to have enough guys out there. You know, in case somebody gets hurt, you want another experienced guy out there.
So what, just so we give JT Daniels 2.0?
Oh my God.
We don't need a kid transferring to four different schools. We don't need that.
We also want him starting at like 2 years old while as first school.
Well, he's really supposed to be in the class of 2024. Simmons is, but I think he was held back a year. But even that's why he's able to, if he reclassifies, he's able to reclassify the two classes. So he would really be reclassifying the one class if you think about it.
Just this come out when you're ready, dude. I don't need you reclassifying, bro.
Either way, he's going to do it yet. But I will say this. The positions I feel great about after reading some of the updates today, running back, no problem.
Mm-hmm. We already knew that.
Defensive line, no problem. Because Cam Jackson is the man's name is popping up again, the Memphis transfer.
Yeah.
This dude is going to be some serious. Him next to Chris McClellan. Yeah, I'm ready to see that. And then Kelby Collins, Will Norman, they're going to be getting up in that too. There's a lot of guys that can rotate. So we had great depth at the defensive tackle.
David Humphries. That's depth. That's size. That's depth and size.
Depth of where?
To do what?
Clog the middle, man.
Clog the middle of somebody's arteries? Clog the middle of a line?
What, is he clogging an artery or something?
Don't hit on my man, bro. Don't hit on my guy, man. That's 360.
Just because even George on me got a lie about him.
Bro, if I want someone to clog something, we already got dance for that.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
has there been any talk about him, though?
Yeah, he's going to be of course, he's in the rotation. I mean, he's going to play.
Yeah. That's the ultimate. He's all right.
I mean, the guy, even at his size, is very athletic and can move. Yeah. Like, literally can move. So,
yeah.
He's definitely going to be out there. And update y'all, Tennessee had the bases loaded with two outs. They had changed pitchers. Phillip Abner came in and got the strikeout.
Empty. Got it.
They come up empty to get out of it again, going to the top of the seventh. So, we're going to keep updating y'all on the game. But, you know, J-Money asks how we feeling about spring. Honestly, I'm ready for the spring game, which is actually next week. It's next Thursday night. Week from tonight. So tune in. It'll be on the SEC Network. So we'll get our first look at what they look like. And then after that, we'll really be able to determine, you know, where they are, and especially at the quarterback position, because that's really the main position we're all going to be looking at. Yeah. If they play well, hey, who knows? We don't know. But it'll be next Thursday. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm looking forward to seeing how Andy Jean looks out there. Continuing to make plays out there. Aiden Mizell is starting to make some plays out there. Like what he's bringing to the table. Just use this summer, you know, to put some more weight on. And then when fall camp comes.
Lewis Murphy Jr., baby.
That's that real music, man.
Let's go.
Yeah, shout out to him. And on cousin going to be visiting this weekend, by the way. So, Gerald.
Who? The running back?
Yeah, so Gerald,
you know what to do.
I don't know him. I never met him before.
Exactly what to do.
We'll get to know him.
You got to do what you did last time. You got to follow. You got to go by rules.
Make some phone calls, send some DMs, do what you got to do, my boy.
Do what you got to do, man. Hey, look,
job ain't finished. Job finished.
I mean, he was formerly committed to Georgia. He could go back to him.
Nah, Jared, come outside. Yeah. We just want to ask you some questions.
Bam was going after him. So you got some things to do.
The question is, man, I want to ask a question because this is something that popped up. So about there was two guys that you brought up in our group chat about not being takes, but I guess they visited Florida. So what's the update on those guys real quick?
Wait, what two guys are they again?
A wide receiver, I forgot his name.
Mario Craver.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't believe he's a take. No, because I mean, the wide receiver board is deep. Florida's receiver board is deep. We already know who the number one option is. So they're going to continue to recruit the heck out of him, and they're going to keep working him. But, you know, they're also looking at JoJo Trader. They're looking at even Dreelon Miller is not even in the take right now. That's wild.
So they're full court pressing number one option here is what I'm getting.
Yeah, they're pretty much doing that. Then you got Jarae Hawkins at IMG Academy, who's around the same size as Mario Craver. But when I tell you playmaker extraordinaire for them, you're gonna see him make a lot of plays for them.
That's what I want, because I don't want no more jet sweeps to. Anyways, yeah, that's what I want.
At least the guys with pails on their back.
Yeah, I don't want no more that.
Speaking of IMG Academy, yeah, I found out yesterday that Pine Forest High School here in Pensacola will be playing IMG Academy, I guess, in this upcoming season. My thoughts on that is this, and everybody know I rep the 850, and I have them winning. I love when they win games, but this is my thoughts on it.
My support and my prayers.
You'll be all right. We've all played a team in high school that was way above your weight class. You grin and bear it. All you had to do is just not end up on the highlight tape.
Yeah, essentially.
I mean, I had to play Trinity Christian my entire high school career. The boys was D1 players to consistently every single year. Number 5-star recruits, number one corners in the country.
Kevin Tolliver.
Five Force is loaded. I mean, they're loaded, but because they
get to what extent is IMG loaded area? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, IMG's loaded, really loaded. But
IMG done lost games.
Yeah, they did lose Miami Central last year.
See, anybody can be beat.
Oh yeah, that's true. That
team nearly won a national championship though too. So that team was really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pine Forest is loaded. I mean, think about it this. The first cornerback off the board could be Pine Forest alum Devin Witherspoon from Illinois.
Yeah.
See?
So I mean that tells you how loaded they were.
There's talent there.
They've had him, Martin Emerson Jr., current Cleveland Browns cornerback, went to Pine Forest High School here in Pensacola before he went to Mississippi State. UAB's got a guy that went to Pine Forest at corner, Darian Williams.
No disrespect. You know, it's just when you got a school that puts out Florida, Alabama, Georgia kids every year.
Pine Forest sent a kid this past class, the wide receiver, Danielle Hayes. He's going to be at Minnesota this year. I think he's already there. I think he may have really enrolled.
It's a kid versus multiple kids.
Multiple kids. Same
offense. They got a 5-star on their offense line right now.
A 5-star.
No, I do understand. But
they got a 4-star lineman too, though, I think. That Florida's looked at. But
come on, Braves.
Yeah, I need to update the Braves game, by the way.
They scored 6-5.
I want to bring up a second note while we're at it. From what I've seen. Another guy that can be a role player, a role guy, come in and make plays. Caleb Douglas had a great touchdown catch in the red zone, and he high pointed the ball and came away with it.
Which was a problem coming out last year. He was a young, as a freshman, his hands were a little inconsistent.
Yes.
Yep.
So that, congratulations to my man for that.
Boy, Chris, if you're listening, your boy is actually having a good camp. I might have to apologize if he catches a touchdown this season. I just might have to.
Yeah, that is very encouraging to hear. I mean, because his issue last year was dropping passes.
Mm-hmm.
Like he got the skill set, even though he's still kind of learning the position. He looks good at route running already. So now it's just about
route running. That's never been a problem for me.
Yeah, then like route running is not a problem.
It's true.
It's just catching the ball, being consistently catching the ball. And, you know, being able to make plays, once you get the ball in your hands, just get upfield, make your cut. You know, you just got to be consistent in that. And I think he's going to do that this year. I think he's going to be much more improved as a receiver. And another receiver that I'm looking at, even though he's not on campus yet, he's going to play, even though he's going to be behind Ricky Pearsall, Eugene Wilson III.
He gets campus in the summer, right?
He gets to campus this summer.
I'm sure they're going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it's something about his school, because I think DeJohn Johnson's at the same school at Gaither High. it's something about their school where I guess they can't early enroll or something. So
not the school year and getting like all the credits at the end or something.
Yeah, yeah, it's some weird. Even if you have all the credits to do it, they won't let you early enroll.
Tie game.
Tie ball game. Let's go. Watching the Braves game also. They have come back, thank God. But I'm looking at him to come in and play as a freshman as well, but more so definitely in the special teams, because right now we're not hearing much about special teams. You know, because sometimes
Trace Stack kicked the field goal and made it.
I will say, though, like, I am excited for Eugene because, you know, you already got Andy Jean making a bunch of waves.
Oh, and yeah.
Dale's getting his name out there right now. And Eugene come in the summer and gets to fall camp and puts his name out there and makes a lot of waves. That trifecta is the future of this program and this wide receiver room for next
year. Oh, it wholeheartedly is. It's
all next, of them stand out.
But it's the next Josh Hammond, Tyree Cleveland.
Now if they really make waves, they might be – they're the present. If they really make waves and during the real season.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. People out there, we're not doing comparisons with these three right now.
No.
Oh, no, no more Ike Hilliard, Riddell,
and. Oh, man.
These are 18 year olds, guys. They have to get used to the college football program. It is what it is. They're going to come along, whether they come out the gate swinging or take a little bit to develop throughout the season or into next season. Just be patient with these kids.
Right. Yeah, because
we're the Gators and we should be like Alabama and Jalen.
That's been your problem for next decade.
Yeah. And I've seen those comparisons. They've even said Taylor Jacobs, Jabari.
What comparison? What comparison?
They're trying to compare these three and Andy Jean, Aiden Mizell, and Trey Wilson to Ike Hilliard, Riddell Anthony, and Jacquez Green, and also Taylor Jacobs, Jabari Gaffney, and Rashay Caldwell. People out there that's doing that, stop.
Can we collectively just stop our cameras and mute? Cut it out.
Stop it.
Act like it's gum in your hair. Act like it's gum in your hair. Cut it out.
Call 1-800-IMCRAZY. I'm crazy because you're a lunatic. You need help.
We're not doing this, people. Let's not put that kind of pressure on. Do you know what those two receiving corps did at the University of Florida? Do you know what kind of records they
set? And they had the quarterback to do it.
Ike
Riddell and Danny Warfel.
I think about this. See this right here?
Yeah.
Pretend it's a break.
Yes.
Make like Joe Budden and pump the break.
Exactly. Think about it. Ike Riddell and Jacquez had Danny Warfel.
And Steve Spurrier calling plays.
Steve Spurrier calling plays. And he called for this crew too. Jabbar, Rashay, and Taylor Jacobs. They had Rex Grossman at quarterback, who should have won the Heisman in 2001, by the way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I digress. I mean, you want to give it to a guy that just ran the ball for Nebraska, and they got steamrolled by Miami.
Baby, we get it.
Hey, no agenda push.
But they also had the same coach calling plays, Steve Spurrier. They set records. We're not going to put this kind of pressure on these kids. So I wish people would stop doing that.
Yeah, and, you know, like, if you're one of these kids and you hear all the pressure – because I know y'all for a fact, we learned this last year, that y'all sometimes click on our podcast and, you know, see our tweets and all this stuff. Look, y'all play y'all game. Y'all keep grinding. That's all we can ask of you. Of course, we want you to be great, but keep grinding. If you're not good enough, you're going to get surpassed. And it's okay. Keep grinding.
Yeah, and we know y'all say y'all don't listen to the noise. We know y'all do, but even if you do, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Just go out there, like Jerry said, go out there and grind. Just go out there and play.
Yeah, it'll come.
Lock in on that. Make sure you get your schoolwork done first, though.
Make sure you're coachable. Make sure you're doing the right things on the field. So, yeah, doing them when game time come around. Numbers call. Go ahead and make those plays you recruited the Florida to make.
Yeah, you got recruited to the University of Florida for a reason. They love you. They think you're going to make plays for them. So you have the ability to make plays for them.
Yeah, and as much as I hate these guys and this team, Ladd McConkey and Stetson Bennett, nobody would have ever thought that they would tear up the country how they did. But
out of all the quarterbacks that have come through Georgia in the last, like, 15, 20 years, like DJ Shockley, David Green,
Aaron Murray,
Matthew Stafford. Stetson Bennett was the one that won two national championships.
And he was a walk-on that literally transferred out of the program.
Yep.
And then came back.
And then tried to get him out again.
The fan base wanted him gone again.
Kirby wanted him gone.
Why do you want this man gone and he's winning championships for y'all? But think about it. He won two national championships as a starting quarterback, and Matthew Stafford didn't, and he was the number one overall pick.
Insane. God,
that's weird.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Life is weird like that. But hey.
More stories.
What else we got on the docket?
So?
Did y'all see what I sent y'all earlier about Anthony Richardson?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not doing a silly season. But I do love the fact that he goes number one. It would not surprise me one freaking bit. And I honestly wouldn't hate it happening.
Yeah.
It's not a hopeless prospect like some people that have, like, you know, mechanical issues usually have and guys that have tools. He's not hopeless. The guy, if you actually watch him on tape, the process is there. He knows what he's doing. You just got to coach him a little bit and just kind of be a little patient. He'll come with it. And if he pans out, you got to make a star in your hands.
Right. And see, I'm looking at the draft projections, and for me, I'm looking at 1 through 3. The reason why I say 3, because if he doesn't go number 1 or 2, I can legitimately see the Colts and the Cardinals swapping spots and him going to the Colts, because think about it. Their plane was in Gainesville yesterday.
Oh, boy.
So that's one of the teams he's meeting with. But you know what?
It's for Amari Bernie.
Well, hey, he very well could get drafted, but it's 40 time. And on top of that, that's another thing I wanted to bring up. At Pro Day,
yeah,
they actually, I don't know if he was asked to do this or if he did this on his own. He actually worked out and did DB drills. So he didn't even do linebacker drills. He did DB drills. So maybe there are some teams that are looking at him and saying, hey, he can be a safety for us. Because think about it. When he came to Florida, he was recruited as a safety. And then all of a sudden, they moved him to linebacker.
We did bring up the fact that we felt like collectively that he could have been probably a better safety than he was a linebacker.
Because he didn't have the instincts to play linebacker.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't know which hold it. I mean, yeah.
It was a struggle.
Yeah, you can't put somebody that's never really played linebacker at linebacker. I don't understand that.
That Kentucky game in South Carolina game in 2020 was a disaster.
You
said 2020 or 2021?
I think it was 2020.
No, I think we won that in 2020.
No. We did win, but it was like awful.
Yeah.
Defense general was awful that year, but
yeah. Everybody was
bad. And then 2021, don't get me started. Lord. That was literally emergency episode.
Yes.
We literally had an emergency. But
I want to bring up one point, AB. So it says here in the notes, guys, y'all listening. Jake Slaughter started at center. The people we spoke with said they didn't see Kingsley play. He was seen during the portion of practice that was available to the media. Slaughter hasn't played a lot during this time, but the sources that the Gators Online spoke with all spring have been high on him, though Callan native might be pushing Igikwan for a starting job. He's at least positioned himself for playing time in the fall. What do y'all take from that? Because Kingsley's been a veteran at center for us. So y'all think, is that real smoke or what?
It's spring practice. So if he does take it, you never know.
Yeah, I agree. You never know, but I don't know if he does.
Probably not.
And by the way, to expand on Xavier Henderson, he caught 3 touchdowns, including one about 70 yards.
That's nice. I'll believe it when I see it in the actual game.
Yeah.
And Andy Jean, of course, is thrown to a lot. Another name that nobody's really been talking about, but I'm going to bring it up. Quietly having a great spring. Freshman Jordan Castile.
Oh, nothing.
Some burn with the ones too.
I've been seeing
him, but he's been in the rotation with the ones. So he is getting first team reps with Miguel Mitchell, even with Miguel Mitchell returning to action, because that's why he started getting them. Miguel Mitchell's in the non-contact jersey. He was dealing with a little bit of an injury. But even while he's come back, Jordan Castell is still getting burned with the ones. And it says here, because I'm looking at some of these notes too, yeah, he had a couple of pass breakups, even though one of them was a dropped interception that he should have caught. But they say he's better in coverage than they thought he would be. And also, Scooby Williams had a great day at inside linebacker today.
Love to hear that.
Mark James played really well, so I'm liking what I'm seeing from there so far. And another one. Marcus, you ready to shout out Duval?
Let me get my vocal cords right.
All
right. Jack Pyburn is making a lot of plays out there.
I love it.
He went the Bulls, but Duval.
I love it.
Strong white man.
Yeah, they said in this particular scrimmage, he literally made five plays in a row. He slimmed down in weight some this year, but
he's still a strong white man.
He's running down guys in the backfield now. So I think you're gonna see him play a lot this upcoming year.
He's a fast strong white man now.
Motor.
Y'all see that quote from Mike Pearson about Jack Pyburn?
From who?
Mike Pearson.
Oh, about you know how hard he works and everything. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's very true. If you just ask his coaches at Bowles, let's say he was the same way, like first guy in, last one out. He was a vocal leader. He's just one of those guys that you need, you want, not just one on your team, you need on your team.
Yeah,
and it's no surprise that when he committed to Florida, his other two options were Auburn and Miami. Were really good schools that he could have easily went to, and it was looking like he was going to Miami, so Florida really started pressing him. So for us to be able to get him, and now he's starting to kind of put it all together, they got him playing at the Jack linebacker position.
Really?
Princely, who's setting the edge and making plays. Of course, that's what he does. And Justice Boone, who's, I think, locked down the starting spot. They say he's been a vocal leader out there. He's getting everybody in place. He's one of those guys that he's doing everything right out there. So some of the defensive guys out there, I'm loving what I'm seeing. But Jack Pyburn, I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to, because I feel like this is a kid that not only is going to play a lot this year, but you're going to hear his name a lot. He's going to get his opportunity to play, and you're going to see why this coaching staff was so high on him. So, Marcus, go ahead and give Duval his flowers.
Shout out my strong white man, Jack Pyburn. So my strong white man, Jack Pyburn. He'll concuss you on special teams, Jack Pyburn.
Oh, my God.
No.
The first one in, last one out, Jack Pyburn. And most importantly, Duval County's finest, Jack Pyburn. Matter of fact, yeah. I'm giving him the whole bouquet.
Hey, and hey, guess who's in line to earn a scholarship? That's actually having a really good spring at the wide receiver position. Is none of the guys we talked about.
Oh, brother, who is it?
Khalil Jackson.
They're saying
he's out there making a lot of plays and having a really good spring. So,
good for Khalil Jackson. Let me give him a clap right there. Yeah.
And our agenda still goes, Marcus, or Caleb Banks' agenda. Saying he's doing the good things up front, but Banks is lately the one that's making all the plays. And he was in the backfield. He made a couple of big plays in the backfield today. So our agenda is still going.
Know what this means right here? Licking my chops.
Yep.
The more active big bodies up front, the better you're going to be. Because, good Lord, we struggled with that last year. We had no depth whatsoever, and Javon was fighting for his freaking life.
Yep. And then we putting Desmond out there for 30, 40 plays.
That's
torture. That cannot happen. That cannot
happen. No, under any circumstances,
also, never happen. Although he made a good amount of plays when he was out there. He made some plays. We are not taking that away from him. Because when he was out there, he was clogging the middle. He was getting in the backfield. He even forced the fumble and should have scored a touchdown, but he got tricked.
That right there was the Rick Ross tweet come to life. You know that one famous Rick Ross tweet? You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I want you to remind the people.
Every fat nigga dreams to get that fumble.
And I was at that game too. I saw him pick that ball. I'm thinking, oh, he's gonna score. This man really gonna score because who's gonna tackle him? The turf monster got him.
Hey man, turf monster's gotten us all before.
I mean, I was like, man, I was hoping for that touchdown.
But you know what? The dream was realized. He got that fumble.
He did. I was waiting for that touchdown though, because I wanted to see what celebration he had. He admitted he was gonna punt the ball right out the end zone.
He was going to eat that chicken. Celebration. I don't know. One of the two. I'm on a touchdown battery because that's not even a dream. That is a fever dream.
Exactly. And another guy I'm going to give flowers to is another freshman that came in from IG Academy, Najee Harris. They're saying he's been very impressive out there. They put him at right guard.
That's an impressive name to have from IMG, Najee Harris.
Yep, it is. They got him at right guard. Like you would think, you know, him coming in, know if he's going to play much, but he's getting a lot of reps to wear. Like in fall camp, he's going to be a guy that you can plug in. If somebody gets hurt, he's going to be right there to play. So I'm impressed with what he's doing. But I mean, and Cam Carroll, I mean, you would not think of giving flowers to a third string running back, but Cam Carroll is out there running folks up, running through, around, and over everybody. He's got good speed on him for a guy that's 6'1", 225. This is a big dude. This is a big dude, but he's got speed on him. He's going to be a guy he's going to get carries. It's not just going to be Montrell Trevor, and that's it. No, he's getting carries.
Oh, speaking of carries, what have you heard about Treyon Webb?
They say he's been very impressive out there as well. He's been out there. He knows what he's doing. Very smart, knows what hole to pick whenever he's out there. He's got the ball in his hand and catch the ball out of the backfield. They are very impressed with what he's doing as well.
Good. You think he gets burned this year?
Will he play a lot this year? I don't know. I think he'll play in a good amount of games this year, but it's just how many carries is he actually going
to
get?
Yeah, and this backfield is going to be a little hard to do. But if he's confident enough, he'll crack the rotation somehow, some way.
Hey, look, Trevor Etienne came in during the summer. And when fall camp started, he was basically fourth string when he came in during the summer. Fall camp started, he was the number two guy.
Yep.
So you never know. But I love what I'm seeing from Treyon Webb. And he, in my opinion, he's going to be a really good one. But when it's all said and done, he's going to be a really, really good player. And he's one of those guys that, like, football isn't his – how can I say it? He's not one of those guys saying, oh, I just got to get to league. I got to get to league. Like, that's my dream. This guy has it up here as well.
Yeah.
Like, very, very smart. Like, he has a lot of goals that he wants to accomplish that's not even on the football field. Now, if he gets to the NFL, of course, yeah, he's going to play. But he's a guy with a bright future. I love what he's
saying. I think you get the sense that most of the players that we have are like that. Like, I think Napier's trying to build young men. And I'm excited about that just in general. Like, honestly, man, most of those guys seem very well-rounded. Like, Devin Moore, I remember we had him on a space in – or he's on a space with, I think, Gator Collective. He was talking about investments and all these things, and I'm like, wow, what a well-rounded young man. Not just a football player, but a young man, you know, so.
Right. Man. And I love hearing that. And also, Shamar James with Mitchell. Like, Taraja Mitchell's missed a little bit of time. He was in a non-contact jersey. The only reason why he's not hurt, he's had injuries, so they don't want to, you know, get him hurt.
Preserve.
They want to preserve him. So he's been in a non-contact jersey, but that's allowed Shamar James to make some of the calls at the line. They say he's very comfortable doing that, and He's going to be one of the leaders of this defense, and we know what kind of talent he has. Because when he was out there last year, he was making a good amount of plays. So I'm excited to see his growth this year and what he does in that starting role, because he's going to be a star, one of the starters. I think you're going to see him and Mitchell out there. Taraja Mitchell is the guys out there. And that will give you two guys that can make calls at the line of scrimmage. Think about how important that's going to be for this defense.
It will be.
It will be big.
If you can that's huge. I mean, yeah, two guys getting everybody lined up on the defense. Because
Ventrell by himself was a disaster.
Oh, brother.
And Ventrell not being out there was really a disaster.
It was
a
freaking disaster. Yeah. Has there been any updates on Derek Wingo?
I haven't heard his name a lot, but I know he's going to be in the rotation. I know early in the spring they were saying, hey, he's doing pretty well, but that's just the thing about this linebacker position. You now have depth there.
That's a very polite way of saying he's tailing off a little bit.
He's not tailing off. It's just other guys are stepping up. So,
all right. The
linebacker position, this was – because think about it, this is an issue. We just mentioned it. Ventrell went out. It was a disaster because we didn't hardly have any depth. We have depth now.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Thank God. Good Lord, we need advice in that room.
And one more guy I want to ask you about, man, how we feeling before we got fired, because I'm getting a little – but
That was a wild vocal expression you just made.
Yeah, bro. I'm cooked, man.
Come on. Get to the plate. Yes!
Braves win.
Nice.
Orlando, see you later.
Salute.
I hate to do this on a Gator podcast.
Hey, let it out, bro.
Braves, they made us do it.
Hey, two out of three of us are Braves fans.
I ain't going to that, but go Braves.
I hate it. But the Braves did get the dub, so.
Yeah.
Salute to y'all.
Orlando Arcia made the hit.
Yeah, he hit a home run early in the game, too. So he's going to be really good for us. Oh, speaking of which, updated. Florida and Tennessee are now in the bottom of the eighth inning. It is still 6-1. Phillip is still out there and throwing pretty well. But a guy I wanted to ask you about, Jerry, that we haven't heard about that I really wanted to know about. So. Kamari Wilson, what do you want to see from him this year?
He's missing. Take care.
He did do that too.
I love his leadership. I love how vocal he is. Some things I want to see: a little bit better angles, as far as tackling, a little bit more aggression. In the back end, you know, I think at times we saw him kind of shy away from making those big time plays as a first, like, you know, not trying to compare. I hate doing this, but you know, guys like Major Wright, Keanu Neal, even Marcus May, even though he got toasted like his first game, those guys really shy away from making big plays, you know, as a freshman. So I would like to see him get more assertive, man, get more aggressive. Go make those plays. Go make those plays at the line of scrimmage. We saw him do it a few times, but I would like to see a lot more.
He's probably better at the line of scrimmage, for being honest.
He is.
Yeah. And
maybe see him get a little bit faster. Just me, though.
I agree with that last one. I mean, I saw it really because, like I said, I went to the game last year when they played South Carolina. I saw it against them, like the aggression of making plays, because he was one of the ones. Remember that stretch against South Carolina where South Carolina fumbled the ball like three straight?
Yes.
He was part of that. He made one of those plays to force that fumble, and I think he recovered a fumble as well.
He did. Yeah.
So we've seen flashes of it, but I agree with you, man. Just got to be more consistent with it.
He'll get it. I have faith in Kamari because he's one of those guys where you see the talent, like you see it bleeding through. I think just his confidence, you know, just him. Because let's be honest, when you have a guy that's a veteran that you're supposed to be looking up to as a player, two guys actually that were not, like, you know. And we've seen that trickle down. We've seen that trickle down for the last, 5 years? You know what I'm saying? So Yeah, it's time, man. He got to set the standard and help the other guys, help the younger guys coming after him.
Right, I agree. And Marcus, yep. Which player do you want to see make strides going into not only the rest of the spring, but going into the next season?
The whole team, because he won 6 games. It's a cheap answer, but it's true.
I want to say Tyreek Sapp.
I like that one, actually.
You got to be him. You got to be him this year. You got to be him.
I actually really like that one.
Yeah. No, if for a real answer, I'll probably say Princely. Yeah. Because he's been on the radar for like two, three years now. I kind of want to see a little bit more out of him. Like, we got a little taste. I want the whole load.
The whole load.
Pause.
I'm trying to get a taste.
Pause.
You feel like we don't do pause. I'm playing. Let me stop.
No, pause. But I will. By the way, tight end position.
They're not looking useless. They're actually Thomas
Boardingham, in my opinion, is going to be a problem.
No, I don't want to put my entire like stock and like put the whole shoulders of the entire tight end position at Florida right now on his shoulders. But he's a body.
He's one. And he's a freak athlete. You got to remember, he's a freak athlete too.
Yeah, he ran track in high school too. Yeah. Like he's one of those guys. That even when he was in high school, he was too big for DBs and too fast for linebackers. So if he's like that now, he'd be a problem. I mean, he's
translates to the college level. I will be a happy ass camper.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where he's, you know, Keon Zipper went down. He's taking advantage of this opportunity right now.
Yeah,
but now they're different in the sense Keon Zipper is more of an H-back. Arles Boardingham is more of a traditional tight end. He's what, 6'4", about 240 pounds. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a big guy that can move. He's very athletic. I would like to see him improve a little bit on his route running. But as far as catching the ball, getting out in space, making plays, he brings that to the table. And I want to see him more as a blocker as well.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be one of those guys that's going to be a mismatch nightmare, especially in the red zone. They put him out there, throw it up to him. He's coming down with it.
I can see it, and that's exactly what we need, especially when you have a quarterback that we're kind of unsure of. They need a safety net. So I'll be super excited about that. Yeah, man. I'm excited, period. I just really feel like this is a show-me year. There's a lot of players on my team that show me that you can perform. And I expect them to do it. I really do. I'm excited for all of these kids.
Right. I agree. Yep. Yeah, well, don't have too much on recruiting other than the fact that we got a commitment from Austin Sims. We kind of touched on that. But and he's already recruiting. First guy he tweeted, Jeremiah Smith, the Ohio State commit. So now you got him and Lagway on him. So we'll see what happens there. But visitors list this weekend. Mario Craver actually will be visiting this weekend. You asked about him earlier. He's gonna be visiting this weekend. Jarae Hawkins will. It's some names that's on the list that were just added. I'm not gonna reveal them. I'm gonna let everybody find out. But it's some pretty big names. It's some big names. So we'll see what happens. In spring game, a lot of big time visitors are gonna be coming in. I'm expecting a couple of commitments. I'm expecting at least one. Maybe two.
Sure, we should be having a pod Monday or Tuesday for the swamp. So we're gonna give y'all a preview, bro, of what we want to see.
Yeah, there's no spring games, Thursday, correct?
It'll be Thursday night. So we'll give y'all a preview. It'll be game week. We'll prep y'all up and we're gonna try and get somebody on with us. More so from the recruiting perspective, really from the recruiting perspective and covering the team. So we'll see, because it's a couple guys that do both. So we'll try and get one on with us to kind of go over it with all of y'all, you know, about what they've seen in spring with the first 15 minutes that they do get, but what they've seen, what they've heard, and then update more on recruiting. So we'll have that for you next week. We'll be back next week for that. And hey, let's just say it. Let the games begin.
But hey, this is the official. If you're from down south, you know once the spring game starts, it is football season technically.
Like you know what it is, man. High school level to the college level, like
it's on.
Around this time, like April, May, it's up.
You start smelling that grass, that dew in the morning. This time,
The fun where we were in high school when he was on the football team, this spring football, and the spring football game after like finals and everything was done. Yeah. He would pop out. He got to get a head start on whoever it was for the summer and everything. It was good, legendary times, bro.
Yep.
And I'll say this: when they start having the SEC spring meetings down here, that's when you know, okay, season's kind of starting to approach. And also with baseball season, with the NBA playoffs starting, that's when you know it's starting to get closer and closer. When the finals end, like, and the College World Series ends, like, okay. Now we're in that territory of SEC media days, in which, by the way, Florida will be on day two, I believe. Yeah. I saw that. Shocked. Yeah, he'll be on day two.
Oh, who do y'all think that he's going to bring this year? Who do y'all see?
I can see Montrell.
I'm with Montrell.
Jason
Marshall?
Jason Marshall. I can see Jason Marshall going.
Marshall, Jason.
Princely. Either Jason Marshall or Princely. One of those two.
Yeah.
And
maybe Hendo.
You said who?
Maybe Kingsley if he starts.
Or
Ricky Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall.
Why would I say Pearsall first?
I think he might say Ricky Pearsall.
He's taking Pearsall.
Yeah, he very well might take Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
So I can see that. Maybe one of the quarterbacks.
Yeah. No.
Maybe Graham Mertz.
No.
But I think it's going to be Pearsall. Because I think they usually take two or three?
Like three, usually, right?
Yeah, I know it's usually
there was Ventro, Anthony Richardson, and Garage, right?
Yeah, that's who it was last year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got a comment coming in from Jay Money.
What do you say?
White boy Rick.
Hey man, that's the nickname they gave him, but yeah, I do see him. There it is. He forgot it. I was say, wait a minute, Jay Money, you're gonna get us thrown off YouTube.
No, for real.
It'd be your
white
fault.
Boy, white boy Rick. Shout out 313 legend, white boy Rick.
I'm gonna say, yeah, it's going to be you getting thrown us off YouTube this time, not Jerry this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jerry done got us twice. Next time, they're going to really cancel us.
I did. I'm done with that crap, bro. Let's just huddle. I ain't putting it on.
Yeah, I'm going to say no more live streaming games on TNT. We getting thrown off again. You definitely going to pay for that lawsuit that we get.
Facts, bro. You ain't lying. I'm have to.
Okay. So you see his bank account empty. But yeah, y'all got any final thoughts before we get up out of here?
Final thoughts. Go Gators. That's my final thought. And also, AB, I got you. I just remember, I got you. I just remember because I looked at the banner, but yeah, I got you.
Who y'all got winning? Wait, winning what? Oh, if he's talking about the spring game,
Have the teams been released?
Yeah, only they released the rosters.
If it's the spring game, I don't know if they released the teams yet. I don't know if they're gonna do it like they did last year where they have a draft. I know it's gonna be the only thing I know is it's gonna be ones versus twos. They're gonna do it like that, so
I wouldn't be surprised to see the twos win.
It really wouldn't, because it's like
twos win. Oh yeah, that's what he's talking about. Spring game.
Team two spots getting took, bro. That's all I'm gonna say.
Somebody's spot is getting taken like after the first like 10 minutes. I'm just gonna put it out right there right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of spots getting taken and having to replace guys, Jerry, you might not want to read the Dolphins update.
What Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek? 2025?
Truth be told, I think he's lying. Ain't no way.
I think so too. But
ain't no way. Look, yeah, that man lying. I'm not believing that one bit. But yeah, for me, my final thoughts is, yeah, go Gators, and I hope to see in this spring game, see just improvement. That's what I want to see. Just improvement. See us improve from a fundamental standpoint, which we kind of saw penalties-wise last year. I mean, they didn't have a whole lot of them. So just more discipline, more fundamentally sound, you know, not playing out of place all the time. If I see improvements on that, I'm going to be a tad bit more encouraged going into the fall. But we'll still be in the portal for some guys. There'll be some guys leaving. And by the way, I'll tell you on the group chat who I'm hearing might be out of here soon. Yeah, I'll tell y'all on the group chat. Matter of fact, I'm tell y'all now. Don't say nothing, but I'm tell y'all now.
Oh boy, I'm ready for the drama.
Oh boy, oh brother,
I'm ready for the drama.
AB Wojnarowski shot. Probably not gonna be anybody surprising, but you know.
Hopefully it rhymes with DeMarcus.
I mean,
yeah. To be fair, that person lost their deep bomb throwing person. So,
the Ryan Bell on the wall for a minute. It is
all they mean. All they do is run. Like, I'm not gonna say anything, but I can see it.
Yeah. Anywho, yeah.
Marcus, you got any final thoughts?
Florida, you've gone as low as you possibly can at 6-7, and you're going the only way is up.
4-8. I mean, we've seen everything. Just give us 8.
Don't suck.
Give us 8-4, man.
Don't suck.
Show improvement.
Give me hope.
Hey, I agree.
Give me hope. You see it.
Like, bro, when like 90% of my sports teams have given me hope this season, this last year, I need y'all to join the party, UF football.
Now, we're Jay Money. We're not gonna put it on the screen, but comment who you think it is, and I'll tell you if you're right. Before we do this, because I think I have the song of the week this week, and Marcus, I said you were gonna like the song.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
It has to do, of course, with this logo, since you kind of hinted at it in the group chat, and you hinted at it earlier today. What is it?
Go ahead and tell them, AB. I'm all ears.
But what did you say earlier? What is this? It's a what?
What did I say?
What kind of moment is this? You being on the logo now. It's a
one shining moment.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
I knew you were saying that, bro. I literally knew.
It's not that. And Jay Money, you're right. You didn't say the name. You're right, though, at the position. What did you say when I finally showed you the logo, Marcus? It was a picture of Jordan. That's your hint.
It's about damn time.
No. It starts with a C.
Maybe just say it.
Song is going to be Celebration by The Game. It's a celebration. We got Marcus on the logo. This is a celebratory moment.
If I had a ball right now, I'd be popping it. But, you know, I ain't trying to amp like Kay Adams.
You know, it's really funny. I almost went with that song, Pop Bottles by Lil Wayne and Birdman. I almost went with that, but I'm like, no, not going to do that.
That would be a hell of a suggestion, too.
It would have been.
Feel like I got on a championship ring.
It would have been, but it's more of a celebration now. Because we finally got it. Just look at this beautiful logo.
Just look at it.
Jay Money, say the name of who you think it is real quick before we get off here. But just look at this logo, people. This is a beautiful logo.
It is gorgeous. Look at the details. Look at the backdrop. I just want y'all to zoom in. Look at it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, this back,
the back, the backdrop's nice, but look, whose name is on it.
Look whose name is by Gale, by 157 Gale Street.
This is a beautiful moment.
It is, man. It's been a long time coming, and change has come.
Let's see. Let's see. Comments should be coming in.
It's that real music, man.
You got it. You got it, J Money. You got it.
Wow.
You got it. But let everybody know, before we get out here, let everybody know where they can follow y'all on social media, all your burner accounts, burner phones you may have.
Yeah. So you can follow me on Twitter at JBreezyII, Instagram, JLamar_II. And yeah, that's pretty much. Oh, backup is I am BreezyII. If you ain't know, now you know.
Well, same old me. MarcusDavis904 on Twitter. MarcusDavis_ on Instagram, if you go to.
Me? Instagram at ace_wave.
Jerry, no one can hear AB talking with the music on.
Yeah.
AB, what? Go ahead, brother.
Follow me. At AceWade1 on Instagram at Ace_Wade1. Please follow the podcast account on Twitter with the brand new logo, by the way, at Inside_Swamp, and on Instagram at Inside_Ford Athletics. Let us know what y'all think of the new logo. Get at us if you, whatever y'all want us to talk about. Also, get at us, DM on the show, come on the show, comment what you want us to talk about, ask questions. We are all for that. And with that, this has been another great episode of Swamp Inside Ford Athletics. For Anthony Beck, Jerry Brown, and Marcus Davis, we're going to leave you as we always do. God bless. Go Gators. Stay safe. Take care of your mentals. Put your lotion on like Jerry's doing right now, because we know he ashy as hell.
Fair enough.
Take care of your chicken. Take care of your loved ones. Tell them you love them every day. Take care of your mentals. Again, be safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Marcus.
And what the fuck is that smell? Wash your ass, people.
Yeah, please. For the love of God. That. Go Gators. God bless. See y'all next week.
Oh, we found. Hey, y'all. Hey, still watching? We found a volume that works so AB can be heard still. Perfect.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, thank you, God.
There we go. Sure.
See y'all later. We'll be back next week.
Yes, sir. Get high, get high, get high, get high, get high. West side, west side, west side, west side, west side. Young. We having a celebration, let us stay high. 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 Nigga blowin' on that hail, hail. Breaking down them trees. I'm out the dough with that drone and them keys. Scooping up drinking, I'm hitting the freeway. Yeah. Got a whole zip of that perk. Got a couple hoes home with no clothes on. Get a roll on, let's twerk. Now we hotboxing that ghost. Ace all in that dough. Ray-Bans on my face. Never know when my eyes low. Smoke good, fuck good. Eat good, stay cow. She said backwoods, kill switches. You eat, take out. Yeah. But I love fucking in red bone. She country thick and that hair long. That pussy killer, she dead wrong. She went to Howard, her hair strong. Her mama tossed her, her legs long. She went to college and got a master's. Now she bringing that bread home. Roll up. Put the pep in the blind. Get high, get high, get high, get high, get high. Put the pep in the blind. All of Napoli doing the dance.
glass up at his toast. My cash up and your ass up, and I'm the one stepping the most. Tonight, on the west side. And if you wanna roll, have the best fucking night of your life. No lie, no lie. Me and you together, girl, I'm celebrating you tonight. Yeah, I'm blown. No cigarello, rello. Love when I mellow, get on my level. 101 carats in my bezel, I'm on. Like soon as the ice cream truck at the ghetto, little knucklehead always in trouble. Soon as I ask Shorty her number, for sure. Yeah, I get it, then I'm gone. Then I hit it like boom boom. Now you fucking up my zone. My zone, my zone. Said she waiting for daddy come home. Told me she ain't got nothing on. I'm talking no thong, thong, thong. Yeah, she throwing that dad's back, hard as a back, sit on my lap, fucking with me, nothing better than that. That's a fact, that's a fact. Don't act Hollywood, cause I don't act by my business, but I don't slack. This my celebration rap, so.
We having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration, let us stay high.
I pour up for Pimp C, light up a Soda Slim, straight out the gutter, with the rest of the photo pins. Money for days, bitches go both ways, on the road to riches, bitch I got road rage. Got the cushion, the swisher, got the pussy, the liquor, got a silence on the gun, take it off like a stripper. Yeah, wake up, I'm going at your face, makeup. These niggas need stitches cause they taking pay cuts. Man, somebody tell them hoes, celebration. All my niggas got guns, no registration. Yeah. Not gone like that weed up. I'm truck fit, teed up, hold down, beads up, tunes.
Put the pep in the blind. Put the pep in the blind.
We having a celebration, let us stay high. We having a celebration.